Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner's with us. In fact, she was at a book party for Harlan Ullman, who's been on the show so many times. So before we dive into some serious stuff that happened in Washington or outside of Washington, what was that book party like? He's great.
Well, you know, he spoke. It was a Q&A, so it was kind of interesting. Usually at book parties in Washington, they don't do that, but they did it at this one. And a lot of very interesting people were there and talking.
Yeah, he has, well, I mean, you already know this, you know, he has those long Navy ties, and
he's a Naval Academy graduate, and
yep.
He runs three companies, and I mean, he's a real guy, but he and I just believe that Henry Kissinger, who he was.
I love that. All right, so luckily you weren't at the Capitol because an Ohio guy was arrested for wanting to bomb the Capitol building. His name's Christopher Lee Cornell, and he told an FBI informant that he had this ambition to plant pipe bombs, and he was very inspired by ISIS, so he wanted to do it in the name of the ISIS fighters. How about that?
Wow, that's pretty amazing, and that what I think is that, you know, the issue is he chose a bad time to do it because the Capitol is very much closed at this point. Everybody is at the retreat. There's a Republican retreat going on in Pennsylvania and a Democratic retreat, which the president is going to speak at on Friday, going on in Baltimore.
Wow. And they do this every year, don't they? People don't realize
they do it every year. There's a retreat. A lot of staff people go to it, and that's what happens.
Wow.
So, I mean, this pipe bomber, you know, I mean, there's crazy people in the world, and clearly this was one of them.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? So while they're away, you have other news that has emerged, obviously, including what's going on with immigration and the Department of Homeland Security and defunding or not funding the president's executive orders. So the White House apparently.
And there was one amendment that only passed by the bare sort of minimum necessary to pass. These up to, I think, 27 Republicans voted with the Democrats. This was for the kids that come unaccompanied or kids that were, you know, young when they came here. And a lot of people feel it's mean-spirited to send people back to a country that they probably have no knowledge of or very little knowledge of. They, you know, these kids feel like Americans. So they didn't get all the votes that were really, that they could have gotten on that one. And then the actual bill passed, but not, you know, it's got to pass by the Senate by a veto-proof margin, and the president will clearly probably veto it. So I think the bill is dead, but, you know, nice try.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I'd say the bill is dead, too. And then how about this one? The Democratic National Committee and the New Hampshire Democratic Party upset about Senator Rand Paul, who was in New Hampshire and said that basically made these comments that people who were on disability assistance were gaming the system.
Well, he had scheduled 6 stops today, and he spoke before legislators, and he said, you know, there's too many people, more than half the people have back problems and anxiety, said, welcome to the club, or something exactly like that. And I'm telling you, it was not a popular thing to say, nor should he have said it. It may have been giving red meat to the base. I don't think I would have done that.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you there. Okay, the other thing is the president wanting to increase broadband speeds and the whole availability. This is that net neutrality stuff, and this has really prickled a lot of people, a lot of hairs rising on heads all over the place over this. You know it's been a battle over this.
Well, yes, it has been a battle, and the problem is I recall in 1999 I worked with a group called Wall Street Radio, and they sent me to an event that showed how China was going to lay fiber across the country, and I said, what's wrong with us? And like a week later, I went to Congress and they were fighting about whether cities would have the right to install their own broadband. So we've been fighting about these issues for a long time. And meanwhile, places like China have very high-speed broadband. So the president went to Iowa, to a city in Iowa that has extremely high-speed broadband, and they, he talked about that's what's necessary in the United States. Now, usually presidents go on these visits right after State of the Union. The president probably will, but this president decided to go this year before the State of the Union to outline some of the things that he considers important.
Wow, and this is his last, well, State of the Union. He's got one more after this, right?
I believe he has one more after this. That's correct.
Wow. You think this will be, so he's laying out the themes, and this is typical, too, of what presidents do, right?
Very much. Usually they don't lay things out before the State of the Union. They wait till afterwards. Very smart move. I mean, he's been very much criticized for his communication chop, but this one they got right.
All right. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So one of the things in what Ellen was talking about there, Rand Paul, he did take a lot of heat. He took a lot of heat for the disability comments, and he wasn't expecting that, I don't think, in his stops in New Hampshire. And his comments were about people gaming the system, meaning the people who sadly aren't disabled, who fraudulently try to file for Social Security benefits and then take advantage of the system, and they get those benefits because, you know, obviously there's people who deserve it, for the benefits, and that's why some of these programs exist. But what he specifically said was, everybody in this room knows somebody, and there's that word, gaming the system. What I tell people, this is Rand Paul, is if you look like me and you hop out of your truck, you shouldn't be getting a disability check. Over half the people in disability are either anxious or hurt their backs, join the club, which is what Ellen referred to. And a couple people in the audience laughed. Who doesn't get a little anxious for work every day and their back hurts? Everybody over 40 has back pain. Now, the one thing he did say, because, of course, you only get part of the story, is he qualified what he was saying by adding that there are people who legitimately are disabled, but reiterated that there also are, the word he used was malingerers, who essentially take money from the people who are paraplegic, quadriplegic, people who really need the money. And to that, I would agree, and that makes those comments different. It's just the way it came out and then the way he was quoted. People who are horrifically disabled, people who absolutely can't work. I mean, there's no way they're able-bodied. They truly, truly, truly are disabled. And how often do they get gypped? He didn't use the word gypped, but I would use the word gypped. But anyway, Ray Buckley, who was the chair of the New Hampshire Democratic Party, pounced on those comments. He called reporters immediately and said that it was ridiculously reminiscent of Mitt Romney's argument in 2012 that half of Americans back Obama because they rely on government support, which is certainly somewhere that Paul didn't want to be, and he wanted to distance himself from those remarks because you remember how badly that hurt Mitt Romney when he was running. Coming up, we're going to square the circle on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
He walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets ring. To the sound of the speech, yeah.
There is no alternative. There's not a dispute between the parties or even between the branches of our government. This executive overreach is an affront to the rule of law and to the Constitution itself.
John Boehner, Speaker of the House, pouncing on immigration and the move to defund the executive action by President Obama, which would essentially make some of the people who now have a semi-amnesty that would revoke that if it's not funded, if the programs aren't funded. Certainly he wasn't the only Republican who popped on this. 236-191 was the vote in the House. They agreed to provide $39.7 billion. That is for the Department of Homeland Security. But stopping the key immigration order that the Prez announced in the speech on cable tube in November. You remember that, right? So basically the orders were ripped out through five fat amendments attached to the finance bill. Those amendments can kill you. 10 Republicans voted against the legislation, 2 Dems supported it. How about that? Homeland Security runs out of bucks at the end of February. You all know that. So $39.7 billion, but nothing that the president had in his executive action would be funded. Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn was one of the many who cheered that vote to slap back at the Prez for the action on illegal immigration that included an amendment she sponsored to end the program, specifically, that he created 3 years ago, which gave, you know, deportation relief to illegals brought here as kids. Other people say, this is ridiculous. You are separating families. Where do we live? In Russia or the United States of America? I got an email from Doug who said that. He sent that to me from Florida. And you heard Boehner's argument. He said the people clearly are saying they want more accountability from the president. And the votes show that we're going to listen to what they're saying and that we're going to defend the Constitution and that it's an overreach. So the big play for some was, oh, no, no more executive actions. This cannot go through the president's office because he doesn't get the legislation that he wants in Congress. So he goes around it by coming up with an action, as many other presidents have done, because there's been a lot of argument about, well, how about these presidents and what their actions are versus what Obama's is. Immigration is pretty big, though, folks. And we know that it's a massive line in the sand in this country. And I bet you it would come down 60-40 in some places, probably 70-40 in others, maybe 50-50 in a few. And you know what I'm saying, people who say this is ridiculous, we can't keep doing this, we can't allow this to happen because we can't afford it, we can't fund it. And others who say it's barbaric, it's ridiculous, they were kids, they were brought in, they're Americans, they're contributing, why are we doing this? So then you had a Republican Congresswoman, Renee Elmers, who smashed the funding bill. Her view was, just like I said, how we have this line in the sand, saying that it was overly broad in scope. It had the potential to have a very negative and lasting impact on jobs and families in North Carolina because of the people in North Carolina illegally who would not be able to take advantage of the president's executive action. And then we're talking about businesses, is what she's saying, that they have contracts with agencies, with the Department of Homeland Security, and a lot of those jobs would be tipped out. So these amendments to the Appropriation Act, she says, would remove the protection for other things as well, like the victims of sexual assault or domestic abuse. It would go much further than that. But the amendment would definitely cancel the directives to immigration agents that would give them discretion in trying to focus deportations only on criminals committing the serious crimes. Remember, that was the deal. You're only focusing on that. And we're talking about, and you know that the acronym is DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that the Prez created in 2012. And it granted work permits and deportation stays to about 600,000 illegals who were brought into the United States as kids, as long as they were under the age of 16, they were considered kids. I mean, so there you have it. It didn't pass in some places. I mean, you know what? It's geography, babes. It's geography. Because you look at this, and you got California. So they've got large Hispanic populations in California, in Florida, and in New York. So the Republicans there were the ones who opposed, because they want to get reelected, and they're getting massive blowback on this. Massive. I mean, how about that? And I think that, I mean, certainly we have not heard the last of this, because the Senate now takes the water, takes up the measure after the Republicans return from their weekend retreat in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I wonder if they'll take a tour of the Hershey chocolate factory. You know, when you take that tour, they give you a free candy bar at the end. Do you think these guys can't pay for a candy bar? I mean, I have a feeling. Maybe they get a quick tour. I don't know. Ride on a few rides at Hershey Park. Clear their minds that way somehow. Maybe go get into a chocolate haze. So I don't think with the Senate, they're not going to have that 60 votes they need to bring the bill to a floor vote. Republicans hold the majority with the 54, but they're not going to have that. So how about our friend, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, who says the vote is one of the most important constitutional votes that has ever come before the body. And says to Americans, listen, millions of you are hurting and neglected. We're going to fight for you. We're going to do something about this. But it's going to be vetoed. The president made that very clear immediately. It's right when the election was going. It was like the day after the election. Oh, I can't wait to work with everybody in Congress. I'm sure it'll be fantastic. And, oh, by the way, don't send me anything about immigration because I'm going to veto it. It was like the first words out of his mouth besides, I take my coffee black, when he woke up that morning. You know, seriously, when he went to the breakfast table, that was it. And it's the, you know, then you've got his administration, you've got the president's administration saying, listen, how do you distinguish between people among the 11 million who were brought here as kids and have grown up in this country and have known no other country and people who have been convicted of serious crimes? They're equally subject to deportation according to the vote that the House took, which doesn't make any sense from a long-term perspective. And so, you know what? It goes back to the same problem. If we had just done what we were supposed to do in the first place, we wouldn't be in this kettle of fish, would we? We wouldn't be sitting here having this discussion because we wouldn't have broken the Constitution. There would have been ways to funnel people in legally, and it certainly couldn't have gotten, it wouldn't have spiraled out of control the way that it has. And some of the massive amount of problems that have been created. So we'll see. It's going to be vetoed, but what happens with the whole funding thing? What happens there? 80% of Americans don't want jobs going to illegals, according to Blackburn, who I told you about before, what she had to say, meaning that the polls were showing that. So I wonder, all of you listening in Sarasota, Florida, Ottumwa, Iowa, New York City, Missouri, the great state of Missouri, Alabama, Mississippi, where do you fall on that scale? Do you feel like you're one of the 80% who say, listen, this isn't right, this the jobs, the thing that we're doing, we're not protecting the American people? I mean, we need policies that protect and support the American worker, that help increase border security. Which side do you fall on? Or is it wrong to crack up families where you allowed them to be, let's face it, the government allowed that to happen for how long? For decades. And that's why the 16 is the number. Where do you fall on that? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. See, they take a vote and then they get out of town for the retreat. I mean, what do you think really is happening at that retreat? Are they doing team building exercises, or a bunch of different speakers coming in teaching the various members how to work better together? And in the meantime, while this conversation is flowing and the Senate is going to make a move and take a vote, we have some other crazy things in an immigration study that show that illegal aliens in the process of being deported are getting amnestied with very little attention, because, meaning criminals, because Congress is focused on the illegal alien parents of U.S. citizens or lawful permanent residents, so the others are being ignored. Crazy. Bad boys with badges next.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I can't get enough of that. I actually used to watch that a little bit here and there. I mean, I wasn't addicted to it. I would just, if it was flipped on, I would watch it and crack up. It seemed like they were always showing Miami. I thought, oh my gosh, these cops in Miami. I mean, they're always taking, they got to take down these crazy drug busts, and they'd be waiting, playing the waiting game. All right, so five CIA employees who improperly accessed data belonging to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, guess what? They're not going to face disciplinary measures. It was determined they acted reasonable under the complex and unprecedented circumstances in investigating a potential security breach in the highly classified shared computer network. How long did it take to craft that statement, do you think? Former Senator Evan Baugh from Indiana, alongside former Obama White House attorney Bob Bauer, and three senior CIA officers. You know, they had the board and They convened in August, and they were brought together by the CIA director, Brennan, and what their task was to investigate the misconduct and throw out recommendations to say, you know, to show that future instances of miscommunication, what a big buzzword that is in D.C., but there was a miscommunication. Miscommunication and confusion led to the controversy so that it doesn't happen again. How much taxpayer money is wasted on that? Give me a break. So remember, the CIA apologized for spying on the Senate committee, blah, blah, blah. And then the Senate committee staffers accused the CIA of overreach and all of that. So there's no charges. That's the bottom line. It was just more bickering back and forth. How's that? So you took a chunk out of us. Guess what? We're going to take a chunk out of you. And that's the way it happens. You know, it's funny. The higher up you get, or the more, not to bash on all the people that are employed by the federal government, but boy, it sure seems like you have some nice protections in place. It's so hard. I mean, we could even bring down Lois Lerner, for goodness sake, when they had emails. Well, we can't find the emails, then we can find the emails, then we can find some of the emails, and we can look at other people's computers. It was the most confusing, ridiculous thing ever, when it's so easy to extract emails. Oh, nope, the computer was broken, the computer went down, we didn't fix it. I mean, it was everything but the dog came in for a visit and ate the computer. I mean, wasn't that crazy? And there's just too many instances of that where, you know what, I'm going to whine for a second. If that happened with you or I in our regular lives, we would never get away with that. Never. Never. So there's a bizarre layer of protection. You know, it's like the IRS. Lois Lerner, of course, her section of the IRS. But it's like the IRS now saying that, yeah, we're going to have bad customer service because we've got cuts. You know, we've got to deal with cuts. So look out, because if you're expecting a refund, naturally, if you're expecting a refund, then you might be waiting for a while. We want our money when we want it, but if you want your money back, yeah, don't count on us to do that. So the commissioner said, he sent an email to workers, and they said, you know, this is going to be a really messy tax season. And because of that, there's, you know, a couple of things, because we've got cuts. It might force us to shut down operations for a couple days later this year. And we might have unpaid furloughs for employees and some service cuts for taxpayers. So people who file paper tax returns could wait an extra week or maybe even longer. Taxpayers with mistakes or questions on their returns, which would mean more review, you are definitely going to have a delay then. And, you know, the whole telephone thing, you got to call and ask a question because the tax code's so convoluted. Well, forget it. You'll be on hold forever. Where you could get through relatively, I guess, okay in the past, they're trying to head off the criticism by saying, yeah, don't expect it this summer. Because this time of year, where we've got to keep up and we've got to cut people, and this is the cost of doing business. We just have to do what we can do. So partial hiring freeze through the end of the budget year in September. Fewer enforcement agents, that's going to cost at least, they say, $2 billion in lost tax revenue. So I'm just warning you, like the IRS, don't expect a quick refund unless you get really lucky and you have a really easy return. If you have an easy return and not a lot of questions, Godspeed, because you probably be the person on the block that gets whatever that refund is. And if you owe, probably they'll want it right away. That department, the collection department, oh, no, we're good. We're in good shape there. It's just the refund department that is really, really, really tough. Hey, don't forget at the tail end of this hour, I don't know if I mentioned it or not, and plus, I don't want to forget this. We have nailed the score in our second hour. the last segment of the next hour is Nail the Score, because we have an AFC and an NFC championship game. But the last segment of this hour, we have Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. And boy, are there a lot of kooky things going on. I can't wait till Nathan Reeder joins us, because it's like a little shop of horror, some of the things that we're going to talk about. I mean, unbelievable, an avalanche of stuff. We could fill five shows with Fruits and Nuts. Seriously, that bad. That big. There's that much to talk about. So that'll be pretty interesting, I think. I dug them out the other day, and then there's some other things that happened today that were pretty shocking. And it's just the gift that keeps on giving. All right, speaking of bad boys, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned this. The Secret Service, speaking of the gift that keeps on giving. Four Secret Service folks had to resign, executives, because of the security problems. Well, you remember what happened at the White House. So four top dudes removed from the Secret Service, and a fifth decided to retire. Big, giant management shakeup because of things that happened with those security lapses. The acting director, Joe Clancy, said that he was making some changes based on an independent panel that said that the agency was insular. And you got to love this. Oh, I wish I could have been a consultant. I wish they had hired me and I was the consultant going through this process. So who knows what they paid the consultant. But the words besides insular, the other word, starved for leadership. You think? So the Secret Service is starved for leadership. And the acting director said, we got to make some change. We got to have a fresh perspective. So the four, one of them is a guy who led the protective operations pretty high up on the chain. Another was the investigative mission leader. Paul Morrissey, his name was. Then there was actually a woman who goes down in the fray. She was the governmental and public affairs chief. That sounds like a cake job to me. Jane Murphy. And then there's another guy, Mark Cabezano, who headed up the technology and tools for mission support. So you got to love that, the little buzzwords there. And whatever their new posts are or whatever happened there, I mean, who knows? But I love it. They're starved for leadership. Aren't we starved for leadership in this country? It's not just the Secret Service. Hey, it's across the board. It's across the board in all agencies. So I'm going to say that's a great thing to say across the board for Washington and the politics coming out of Washington, D.C. Why limit it? Why limit it to just the Secret Service so they get re-racked? How about that? And then somebody else decides, yeah, this might be a good time for me to bail. Take that early retirement. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'll take the early retirement. And along with the bad boys category, Carlos Slim, who you may or may not know, is the wealthiest man in the world. He's a billionaire. Billionaire times billionaire times billionaire. And he now has a giant stake in the New York Times. He became the largest investor in the Gray Lady after exercising options to acquire 15.9 million shares in the newspaper. He bought the shares for about $6.36 each. How about that? Half of the Time closing price, which was over $12. So, well, I apologize. He's actually now, he's just been bumped to the second richest person. He got the options after he lent the paper $250 million in January of 2009 to get it through the financial crisis. But the loan was repaid early and with interest and all that kind of stuff. So it gave him a tidy profit of about $94 million. Now he has an even bigger stake. Wonder if he gets a say in what they cover in the New York Times. I bet if he doesn't like something, he can call that newsroom. Oh, that is so brutal. Man, would you free climb El Capitan all part of what's coming up next. Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're making that final turn, a couple of turns, here in this hour of America Tonight. Whatever you're doing, do not step away from your radio. Don't step away. Or however you're listening to me, your computer, whatever the device is. Because this is my favorite segment, and man, do we have some rocking things to go through. Time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder, come into the light. All right, so you're going to love this. Our first story, would you eat an 8,000-calorie breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
You would. You could really do it. You could say, all right, I'm up for it, man.
I would probably be pretty hungry.
You'd have to be pretty hungry. So check this out. I am really trying to have them sponsor us to go over there and do a remote, but it's the Corner Cafe, and it's Monster Mega Breakfast. Now, there is one problem. It would be a long flight for us because it's in England. So in London, eggs and omelets, fried potatoes, four portions, hash browns, toast and fried bread, bacon, sausages, mushrooms, chips, onion rings, black pudding, tomatoes and beans. The meal would cost about $22, and there's kind of a time limit attached to it because they're worried they don't want everybody just taking up the whole space in the restaurant. So you get 40 minutes to inhale all that food.
40 minutes? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just give me a couple nights here in the studio with nothing else to eat, and I'm there.
Wow. I mean, at first when I was like 8,000 calories. That's insane, 8,000 calories. But then you see what I could never eat that in one sitting. But I like the things that are involved in the breakfast. I like some of the foods in it.
Yeah, I think the hash browns would kind of fill me up, but everything else in.
Crazy. All right, so how about this? People have strange proclivities toward pets. I mean, hey, look, dogs and cats and birds and whatever and your goldfish. But I don't get the whole thing with the alligators. There's a Los Angeles family that kept an alligator in their backyard for 40 years. Are you kidding me? Nathan, would you ever keep an alligator in a family backyard for that length of time?
Well, once you get past the first year... Yeah.
What's the
difference? I think you got to keep the tradition going. So, yes.
All right. Yes. So the pet alligator had been there for 40 years. He was discovered Monday in a camouflage crate in the backyard of this in Van Nuys. There were two cat carcasses, by the way, that were found inside. So some neighborhood cats, unfortunately. They relocated the gator temporarily. I mean, this was a giant alligator. The owners could be prosecuted for keeping wildlife without a permit. So fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
Fruits and nuts only because they didn't get a license. And not to say that, you know, most of those fancy animals that people have in this country probably are not licensed. And, yeah, at the very least, make sure that your neighbors know you got something that could eat their cats.
Yeah, hello, come on. Fruits and nuts, you're being nice. What nutballs? They have a giant alligator in their backyard. It could kill some kid or eat a dog. It already ate some of the neighborhood cats. That's ridiculous. Oh, and if they had attacked some other kid that got stuck somehow, they'd be in serious, serious trouble. You're being very nice about that.
Yep.
How about this? A new pot spray promises to help women have better sex. They say it's going to be on the shelves in Colorado next week. It's called Foria. It has marijuana extract. It claims the relaxing properties of cannabis will help women have more satisfying sex. It's actually been available for a few months in California, but only to people that have a medical marijuana card and they have to have a doctor's recommendation. It's coconut oil-based spray, and you spritz it on yourself about 30 minutes before sex. It goes on sale to the general public all over the place. I mean, maybe in Macy's you can get it. I don't know. In Colorado next week.
I'm going to go with bingo. Try to make that money and shoot. Any way you can figure out how to do it, okay?
Yeah, so improving people's sex lives is okay with the marijuana sex spray.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that you can read some ancient texts that talk about marijuana helping with sexuality. So I could see that happening, but, you know, how is that any different than any of the other things that pharmaceutical companies are trying to get people to have sex with? I mean... And not to mention that most of those are for men and not for women. So,
woo! Yeah, that is surprising. I mean, listen, all bets are off when it comes to commercials anymore. How many Viagra commercials do I see a night? When you're in the mood and there people are walking around and then they're in a tub outside and craziness. I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. So, I guess, except for that. It could be really weird if you went somewhere and all these people had the smell of this marijuana thing on them. It just could be strange. I think it is a little strange. I'm going to say it is a little fruity and nutty. I don't really care. Like, I'm not condemning it. The pot, you know, the entrepreneur, like you said, hey, make more money. But it is a little nutty. It was a little kooky to me. It'd be funny to have that in a stocking somewhere. You know, like next year for Christmas, hey, honey, look what I got you. So let's move on to this one. Have you ever free climbed anything, Nathan?
Yes. Not in quite some time. I was in high school, and it was not a very high. It was like probably about 20 feet high, and it was kind of a curved but flattish face rock. I think that was somewhere in Colorado.
So how about this? Your answer is nowhere near what Kevin Jorgensen and his buddy Tommy Caldwell did. It's really considered impossible. One of the world's most difficult climbs. They became the first two free climbers to go up the face of El Capitan, the Dawn Wall. It is that part of it. It's at Yosemite. I've seen El Capitan. It's incredible. 3,000-foot granite wall. They used only their hands and feet, and they had safety rope. That's it.
Yeah, wow.
That's a wow. It is. I mean, fruits and nuts shredded or bingo, 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 bingo for me.
Yeah, fruits and nutsy bingo.
Yeah, because
I mean, that's out where the fruits and nuts are anyway, right?
Yeah, they could have. I mean, seriously, they had safety ropes, but still. When they finally did it, when they got up there, there was a crowd, and they were screaming and clapping, and the president sent his congratulations from the White House Twitter account and saying that they remind us that anything is possible. But here's the cool thing. I mean, they trained for 5 years. So bloody fingers, crazy weather, you know, all the things that you have to do to try to make that possible. So it wasn't like they just did it like, boom, this is so easy. One of them fell 11 times in 7 days trying to get past one tough section. I mean, that's a lot.
I mean, think of all of the Olympic training sessions that go on, and we never even see them in the Olympics. That's pretty amazing, a lot of the dedication people have out there.
Yeah, I'd have to say it's pretty cool. I agree. All right, this is very, very strange. Our last one quickly, NASCAR driver Bush and his girlfriend. Patricia Driscoll is the girlfriend of Kurt Bush, or ex-girlfriend. They were all in court for a hearing because Driscoll has filed a protection order against the Sprint Cup driver, but he says that Driscoll is an assassin and that she's gone on missions to kill drug lords by using long-range sniper rifles and close combat tactics involving knives and poison. Hmm. That she would sometimes return from missions with bruises and one time came to his hotel in El Paso with an evening gown splattered with blood underneath a trench coat. Fruits and nuts? Shredded or bingo?
How is this not fruits and nuts?
Fruits and nuts, baby. It makes no sense.
No. No.
Perfect place to end on this. I love this. That's the Hazards right there. That's what they sound like. Not like NASCAR. A little hazardy to me. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.